The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Infogrove Hyundai. This is AM 980 The Mission, KKMS, Richfield, Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Twin Cities Christian Voice.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Biden says he wants to work with GOP lawmakers, but he's making clear that some issues are not up for debate.
Following the midterm elections, the president has been pledging cooperation with Republicans in Congress, but he has a list of items that are non-negotiable, including cuts to Social Security and Medicare. He also is vowing to veto any bill that would ban abortion nationwide.
We need to codify Roe v. Wade as the law of the land.
Even though Democrats performed better than expected in the midterms, the president's approval ratings on the economy, energy policy, and border security remain underwater. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A bomb has exploded on a popular pedestrian street in Istanbul. At least six people have been killed, others wounded. No claim of responsibility. This is SRN News.
When it comes to Bible teaching, Les Feldick brings straightforward and powerful truths to light.
We have to get people to understand what the Word of God says. And so that's what thrills us when we get all these letters that say, I'm understanding my Bible, I'm enjoying my Bible.
Listen to Through the Bible with Les Feldick, weekday mornings at 10 on AM 980, The Mission.
The following program was pre-recorded.
It's so cold here at the former Soviet Union. Very, very cold.
My fingers, and I can't even begin to describe to you the cold that's in the air. And I'm going around visiting these elderly Holocaust survivors that don't have gloves, that don't have a coat, and oftentimes they don't even have heating. The elderly don't have many options of how to stay warm. Every winter is another fight for their life. For the elderly here in the former Soviet Union, whatever wood they could gather in the summertime is the wood that they'll have to keep them through the winter. For a 92-year-old woman who could barely walk, she doesn't gather very much wood in the summers. And so she's left to be freezing in the winters. Left alone. Every moment in these freezing winters is the difference between life or death for these Holocaust survivors.
Welcome to a special Bless Israel Winter Warmth radio presentation, brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. The situation this winter in the former Soviet Union is grave. As temperatures plummet, the lives of poor elderly Jews, many of them Holocaust survivors, are at risk. They are alone, completely isolated, and unable to leave their homes for food, medicine, and winter provisions. The only thing more chilling than the frigid temperatures is the lack of hope. These elderly Jews must endure the harsh, unforgiving winter conditions in the former Soviet Union. They are all alone, and they need our help. On our special Bless Israel Winter Warmth program today, we're going to talk about these precious Jewish souls living in the former Soviet Union, and we're going to give you an opportunity to bless an elderly Jew suffering from the cold and despair of winter. And we begin with Yael Eckstein, President and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, as she shares the story of Maria, a Holocaust survivor.
I remember visiting one 92-year-old Jewish woman who was out chopping wood for the winter when she fell and broke her leg, and she hasn't been able to get out of bed since that. She's surviving on scraps that sometimes her neighbor brings her. And when I went in to bring her a food box from the beginning of the winter and some winter emergency heating, it was the biggest smile I've seen, and it made me realize how everything is relative. We are so blessed. We have prayers for all different types of things, but for these poor Jews, their prayer is for food. They don't have running water in their home. They don't have heating. You can't believe that there are still people living like that today, let alone Holocaust survivors. They're relying on us to live, and so we have the ability to give them real redemption, real hope, real comfort, knowing that they're not alone. And just $25 feeds one Jew. Just $25 is all it takes to give one Jewish person the gift of hope. But any donation that you can give of any amount makes a difference, whether your gift is large or small. The fellowship will use your donation today to bless a poor Jewish person like those old Holocaust survivors with no one to help them. And as I go and deliver this aid on your behalf, I say a prayer for you, and I know that God will bless you for your kindness and love towards his people, Israel. So we're going to give you a special phone number to call in just a minute, and I'm praying that God will lay it on your heart to help us today.
Holocaust survivors like Maria are at risk during these frigid winter months in the former Soviet Union. Today is your opportunity. This is your chance to give a blessing and bring hope to one of God's chosen people. A gift of just $25 today to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews will help provide one elderly Jew with an emergency food box, enough food for an entire month this winter. If you can give a $50 donation today, you'll also help provide life-saving winter provisions like heating fuel, warm blankets, gloves, winter clothing, and firewood. Here's a special toll-free number to call and donate today. 800-626-5511. 800-626-5511. That's 800-626-5511.
I was just astounded at the living conditions that these poor people have to live in. And it looked like they didn't have any heat. They were so bundled up and trying to keep warm and no food. It's just heartbreaking to see it. It's terrible. By themselves in that house, just so lonesome. $25 to buy a box of food. I had no idea that people were living in those kind of conditions. I'm just one person, but if every one person does their part, then there'll be a lot of people working with it and giving these people the things they need. And that's the least I can do, is to send them $25 for a box of food to help them to eat so they're not starving to death. Yeah, God says if you bless Israel, he will bless you. You want to be blessed. We have a nice place to live, and we have plenty of food to eat, have a nice, loving husband and children, and it's just all blessings, everything. He's just blessed us tremendously.
It's quick and easy to make your donation with any credit card, debit card, or checking account. Our friendly fellowship operators are standing by, waiting for your call. 800-626-5511. 800-626-5511. That's 800-626-5511. You can also donate online at blesshispeople.org. You're listening to a special Bless Israel Winter Warmth radio presentation brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Prayer is an important priority at the fellowship, not only for those we help, but also for our friends and supporters like you, especially during this ongoing worldwide COVID crisis.
Hello, I'm Dr. Paul Lanier, Chairman of the Board of Directors for the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. And I'm grateful for this opportunity to come into your home or wherever you are right now and to pray with you, to pray for you in this strangest hour in which we're living. And so I want to pray for you now. Beloved God of heaven, we love you. We give you praise and honor and glory, for there's none like you in all the world. I thank you for the precious people wherever they're living. I thank you for this fellowship, for the opportunity to serve so many people, Holocaust survivors who have already seen much too much anguish and heartache and suffering. Help us to continue to find creative ways to save Jewish lives all over the world in this season of suffering. And I pray for those who can't get out of their home. They need to stay in. I pray for those who have already been exposed, who are suffering from this plague. I ask for your healing hand to rest upon them and to strengthen them and to raise them up. Let them know how very much you love them. I'm believing you, O God. I pray that right now, whatever's going on in your world, for your health, your mind, your relationships, your finances, perhaps they've shut down your job. You don't know what you're going to do now. But I know what God's going to do. And I'm believing God with you and for you. That he's going to move in your life. And you're going to see something happen so significant that you know it is the Lord who does this. It is God himself doing the work in your life. I declare Genesis chapter 12, verse 3 on your life, where the Lord said, I will bless those who bless Israel. And you are people who bless Israel. So I declare you are the blessed of the Lord.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, host of Huckabee on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, believes that supporting Israel and blessing God's chosen people is one of the most meaningful things a Christian can do.
For over 35 years, this trusted ministry has given Christians like me a way to tangibly bless Jewish people who are in need throughout the world. Jews have faced persecution after persecution for centuries. Tragically, today, elderly Jews in the former Soviet Union still face anti-Semitism and abject poverty. I admire Yael Eckstein and have been blessed to deliver food with her to elderly who would simply not have eaten that day without our help. She's a godly woman doing noble work worthy of our support. That's why I pray that you'll support the fellowship in whatever way God leads you. And he promises, as written in the Bible, I will bless those who bless the children of Israel.
You're listening to a special Bless Israel Winter Warmth radio presentation brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. This winter, as temperatures continue to plummet across the former Soviet Union, poor elderly Jews, isolated and living alone, are at risk. Many are in desperate need of food and winter provisions to help them survive the harsh winter months. That's why we're asking you to bless one elderly Jew today with an emergency food box for a gift of just $25. Here's a special toll-free number to call and donate today. 800-626-5511. 800-626-5511. That's 800-626-5511. If you can give $50, you'll also help provide life-saving winter provisions like heating fuel, warm blankets, gloves, winter clothing, and firewood.
What struck me most was the fact that they're living in such poverty. They have no food. They need medical attention. There was nobody there with them to help take care of them. Partnering with Fellowship of Christians and Jews, that was what touched me, was the fact that these people would probably go unnoticed to the rest of the world, but y'all found them and brought them hot meals, and just to be there with them, to talk to them, was tremendous. Genesis 12, 3, it talks about, I will bless those that bless you and curse him that curses you, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. And what's so exciting about that to me is they're talking about us. You and I are going to be blessed if we bless Israel.
All it takes is one phone call. It's quick, easy, and secure to donate with your credit card, debit card, or checking account. Again, that number is 800-626-5511. 800-626-5511. That's 800-626-5511. You can also donate online at blesshispeople.org or call toll-free 800-626-5511. President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein, shares the story of Galina, a Holocaust survivor.
Galina has seen horrible things with hunger in the past. She calls it the hungry years, where she remembers getting maybe a piece of bread a day. Since those days of extreme hunger, she's so careful with the vegetables that she eats, because all she grows in the summer is what she has through the winter.
I remember how the Nazis were marching inside our hometown in our fear, and my mother hiding some food. And when me and my older sister were very hungry, she would give us to smell the food. But she didn't let us eat very often.
She could still go back and feel those pains in her stomach of being so hungry.
Lucky are the people who never know this feeling of being hungry from deep inside. And I wish them never to experience this horrible feeling.
Here's some vegetables. And we heard that you like kasha. So we brought you some kasha. Now, when she's getting this food box, when all she lives on is the vegetables she grows, it's like winning the lottery for her. It's the answer to her prayers.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Tell the people in America, thank you.
Holocaust survivors like Galina desperately need your help to survive the harsh winter months in the former Soviet Union. You can make a difference in the life of someone like Galina right now. You can be their hero. Your gift of just $25 today helps provide an emergency food box, enough food for an entire month. If you can give $50 today, you'll also help provide elderly Jews like Galina with life-saving winter provisions like heating fuel, warm blankets, gloves, winter clothing, and firewood. Here's the special phone number to call, 800-626-5511, 800-626-5511.
For $25, the fellowship can give a box of food, and they can eat a month. And I put $25 in my gas tank, and that's not even something I think about. There are times when God asks us to be His hands and feet, and I think when we put that into action and we physically meet someone's need, I think that is what Christ wants us to do and what He did on earth, and that was to help others. You know, we live in our own little worlds and we don't see beyond sometimes the need that there are, or maybe we just have skepticism as to what is really a need, but to actually see from the fellowship to show us, okay, this is the need, this is what is needed, and this is how I can really help, and I know it's going to be blessed, I know it's going to be received with thanksgiving and gratitude, and I know I'm bringing Christ's love to someone. And I think as a mother of three boys, when I can show them how to put Christ's love into action, doing it, not just saying, oh, we'll send money to that, and they don't see any piece of it, but to actually see it, I think that's important because that's what I want my children to see as well.
You can give an emergency food box as a blessing to one of God's chosen people. Here's the special phone number to call, 800-626-5511, 800-626-5511. You can also donate online at blesshispeople.org. Again, that number is 800-626-5511. 800-626-5511. That's 800-626-5511. You're listening to a special Bless Israel Winter Warmth radio presentation brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Dr. Paul Lanier, chairman of the U.S. Board for the Fellowship, gives a special prayer for Holocaust survivors like Maria and Galina, who urgently need your help to survive the harsh winter months in the former Soviet Union. Their very survival is in your hands.
Loving God of heaven, I thank you that you allow us to come to you in prayer. On behalf of Maria and Galina, because your heart calls us to do this. You call us to prayer because your heart longs to hear our needs and to hear our faith. And we do believe right now. Touch these precious women now whose lives are cold in so many ways. You know them better than anyone else in the world. And you want us to participate in their lives, in their miracles. And I thank you for Yael, who so lovingly and tenderly reaches out and ministers to them. I thank you for all of the ministering members of this fellowship who give so lovingly and kind and generously. All of us are part of the miracle that you're bringing to Maria's life and Galina's life. Touch them now And God, we ask that they would be fully assured right now of how much you love them and that you are there with them now. We believe it and we declare it in your holy name. Amen.
As the frigid winter across the former Soviet Union threatens precious Jewish souls, we must challenge ourselves to act on their behalf. We must act on our prayers and help them survive. Temperatures have been plummeting to dangerous levels, and for Jews like Maria and Galina, this threatens their very survival. With your gift today of $25, you'll help provide an emergency food box to an elderly Jew in the former Soviet Union. With your blessing of $50 today, you'll also help provide life-saving winter provisions like heating fuel, warm blankets, gloves, winter clothing, and firewood.
We support the fellowship because the fellowship is doing the job that we can't do physically ourselves, but they're there as our outreach. And so we want to provide whatever the resources we can to the fellowship to do the work. So we want to be a part of that. I had no idea that Ukraine was that hard on those dear souls. There's no support around them, nothing to keep them warm, nothing to keep them fed. It just breaks your heart. My heart is to give as much as I can to make this happen. One of the favorite scriptures that I have is Proverbs 3, verse 27, which says, withhold not good to those unto whom it's due, but it's in the power of your hand to do it. And I believe that God is holding us responsible to take care of those Jewish people. God made it clear that he blesses those that blesses Israel.
Here's the phone number to call and donate. It's quick and easy, and you can make your donation with any debit card, credit card, or checking account. 800-626-5511. 800-626-5511. Fellowship operators are standing by, ready to take your call. 800-626-5511. 800-626-5511. You can also donate online at blesshispeople.org. Again, that toll-free number is 800-626-5511. 800-626-5511. That's 800-626-5511. You're listening to a special Bless Israel Winter Warmth radio presentation brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. President and CEO of the fellowship, Yael Eckstein, shares her heart for helping poor elderly Jews in the former Soviet Union, especially now during these harsh winter months.
Today we drove for 2.5 hours out to a tiny little village where there was one woman who was the only Jewish woman in her village. And when we went inside, she started crying and telling us we were the first people to visit her in months. She hasn't had visitors. It was so emotional. And I looked around. She couldn't even stand up from her bed. Right next to her bed, she had a bucket of water. She had a little thing of pickled vegetables. And I was talking to her. And what she said was, I used to always be totally self-sufficient. I used to go out and grow my own food and do everything I needed to do. And now I'm too old to do that. I'm too weak. And so what she does is once in a while when she has the strength, she goes out to the forest walking to pick some nuts from the trees and gather some wild mushrooms. That's what she has. That's what she has to eat. And when the fellowship went in with a food box and with gloves and with socks for her freezing feet, she started crying and saying, no, this is too much for me. I'm old. I'm going to die anyways. You take it. You're young. You need your energy. You're young. You need to be warm. And it was the most heartbreaking moment that for this woman, for this Holocaust survivor, such a precious child of God, that she felt like she didn't deserve something as simple as a food box and gloves and socks. And every time I visited these elderly, wow, gems of God's children, I was just thinking about how blessed we are. Like, what is it that I pray for? What is it that I want? What is it that my children want? You know, to paint our wall a new color, or to buy a more comfortable bed, or to get a new toy. These people are praying for food, and when they get food and a pair of gloves, it's beyond what they could have even possibly dreamed of. That it just kind of puts in perspective how blessed I am, and how blessed I think we can all relate to that, how blessed we are. They are literally forgotten. So thank you, my friends. It has been inspiring for me in order to be able to represent you, in order to see these holy people who feel forgotten, us letting them know that they're not. And if you want to continue to help more and more elderly, how you can donate. I've identified so many Holocaust survivors here who we didn't know about, who need our help. And we could bring them a food box. But with your help, I could be able to bring them a food box every month. We have volunteers on the ground that are waiting to go to their homes every month with food boxes, prepared meals, emergency winter aid. So if that is something that you're interested in doing, I know God will bless you as in return, as he promises in Genesis 12:3. If you could bless them generously, I know God will bless you generously. Shalom.
A gift of just $25 today to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews will help provide one elderly Jew in the former Soviet Union with an emergency food box, enough food for 1 month this winter. If you can give $50, you'll also help provide life-saving winter provisions like heating fuel, warm blankets, gloves, winter clothing, and firewood. This is our last opportunity on our program today to give you this special phone number, 800-626-5511. 800-626-5511. That's 800-626-5511.
I love the Jewish people. I always have. I've always had a heart for them. I had a very close friend in school that was Jewish. Her parents were in the Holocaust. They showed me their tattoos. She only had her mother and father. Everyone else had died. They were put to death. And it just really affected me. It's very painful. They are God's people. They're God's chosen people. That would be my heart, to be there, to help hand out the meals to them, to let them know they're loved and not forgotten, and that they're not just surviving there without anyone to hug them or touch them or let them know they're loved. And I know that they have God because he does love them, but he wants us to reach out and help them in any way we can. We've supported the fellowship for years. We saw Mike Huckabee supporting and what he did when he went over there and sat with the precious people and held their hands and kissed them. And I saw the smiles on their faces. And we said, we've got to donate to this organization. It's wonderful.
Our friendly fellowship operators are standing by waiting for your call. 800-626-5511. That's 800-626-5511. You can donate quickly and easily with any credit card, debit card, or checking account. You can also donate online at blesshispeople.org. Again, that number is 800-626-5511. 800-626-5511. That's 800-626-5511. Thank you. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today to bless his chosen people. Shalom. The preceding program was brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
The preceding program was sponsored by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
AM 980 The Mission, the Twin Cities Christian voice.
Soaking up the sun in Fiji, walking through the sculpture garden in Minneapolis, or standing in awe at the Grand Canyon, we're where you are. Stream AM 980 The Mission at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs shares one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories about a Christian schoolteacher and Holocaust hero.
Dutch schoolteacher Johan Joop Westerveel helped lead the resistance against the Nazis, and he lost his life for saving Jews during the Holocaust. Joop Westerveel was born in the Netherlands to Christian parents who instilled in him a sense of justice for all. He began his teaching career in the Dutch East Indies, what's now Indonesia, but was expelled for his pacifist beliefs. Returning to the Netherlands, Westerveel taught at a school with innovative educational methods. There, he also came into contact with Jewish refugee children who arrived during the 1930s, most of them from Germany. In 1940, Joop and his wife, Wilhelmina, or Veel, moved to Rotterdam, where Joop became principal of a school. Their family grew to four children by 1942, and they devoted themselves to helping others, taking Jewish refugees into their home. A friend introduced Joop to a group of young Zionist pioneers near Amsterdam. Joop recognized in these Jewish people a sense of idealism and strong principles and felt a great affinity for them. At the same time, the Nazi regime spread across Europe, gathering and murdering the continent's Jews. In August of 1943, as Dutch Jews were about to be deported to certain death, Joop and his friends were able to provide hiding places for 50 of the Jews, 33 of whom survived till the end of the war. I'll share more of this story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Learn about the seven species of Israel and their eternal connection to the Holy Land when you visit holylandradio.org. That's holylandradio.org.
Don't get lost in the endless stream of misleading headlines. Turn to a leading source of conservative news. Townhall.com. Political cartoons.
Thoughtful commentary.
And an intelligent perspective on the day's headlines. Townhall.com.
A division of Salem Media Group.
The following program was pre-recorded.
This is Diana, and my husband and I are from Gallatin, Tennessee, and we are supporters of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. We have been blessed beyond measure because we bless the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. If I can't go down to the streets and feed the poor, feed the hungry, shelter the orphans, help the widows, help Holocaust victims, I can provide for them through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. We have gone to Israel. We've seen the bomb shelters. We've seen the homeless be fed, cared for, provided. And it's truly a gift of God. You will never be more blessed in your life than when you help the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and see what they do.
Welcome to Bless Israel, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. In the movie Schindler's List, in one of the last moving scenes, Oscar Schindler is given a gold ring engraved with a quotation from the Talmud, the book of Jewish law. Whoever saves one life saves the world entire. Eight words that capture the sentiments of the 1,200 Jewish lives Oscar Schindler saved during the Holocaust, and what one man was able to accomplish for good. Today, there are thousands of Holocaust survivors in Israel and throughout the former Soviet Union, many who live all alone in poverty and in desperate need of help. They are the forgotten Jews. Today on Bless Israel, you're going to hear three stories of forgotten Holocaust survivors who were helped by the Fellowship thanks to the prayers and financial support of Christians like you. Yael Eckstein is president and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Let's listen as she tells us the stories of Rosa, Yuri, and Irina.
Irina grew up in a Jewish family in Moscow. She and her family were caught in the middle of World War II. As a child, she lived in constant fear of a bomb being dropped on her home. She couldn't sleep at night as she listened to the destruction and explosions all around her. Her parents knew that to stay in Moscow was to invite certain death. So Irina and her family left everything behind and fled from the violence. They left hiding in a cramped and dirty train car with other Jewish families. When we spoke to Irina, she told us, "I've never been so scared in all my life." Irina remembers clinging to her mother, terrified that they would be separated, that she would be left behind. She didn't understand why the Nazis were hunting her family, her people. Irina managed to survive the Holocaust, but her suffering did not end. When her family finally made their way back to Moscow, they discovered their neighbors had broken into their home and stolen all of their possessions. They were left with nothing. Irina and her mother had to wait in line for hours just for enough bread to keep them alive. Sadly, Irina has lived in poverty all of her life. Now, as an elderly Holocaust survivor in her final years, Irina lives all alone. She feels everyone has forgotten her. She spends most of her tiny government pension on the medication that keeps her alive, leaving far too little for food. Irina experiences the constant feeling of hunger. She can't afford staples like bread, let alone nourishing protein and vegetables. And Irina is not the only one suffering in the shadows. As the situation in Ukraine continues to deteriorate, as Russia attacks innocent people, leaving death and destruction in its path, the vast majority of Ukraine's 200,000 Jews are still trapped in the war zone. Many have fled their home with nowhere to go.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee and host of Huckabee on the Trinity Broadcasting Network.
One of the reasons that I support the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is because they help people who need our love and support and need to know we care. As the New Testament tells us as Christians, inasmuch as we've done it to the least of these, my brethren, we've done it unto Christ. My first trip to Israel was in 1973. I was just 17 years old. I've been going back to Israel ever since then. And one of the things that I've seen is that biblical prophecy has been fulfilled before my eyes. The dry bones that Ezekiel spoke of truly have come to life. I'm convinced that God has his hand on the nation of Israel, just as he promised and as the prophets prophesied he would.
For the orphaned, the elderly, and those too weak to leave their homes, the danger is extreme. They are at risk for their very lives as the fighting continues to escalate. But they have not been forgotten. Elderly Holocaust survivors like Irina are beloved children of God. She is one of his chosen people. After everything Irina has been through, she deserves to live her golden years, her final years of her life in comfort and dignity. Instead, she is suffering, hungry, alone, and forgotten. She has no one except for you and me. Every month, Irina waits, hoping someone like you will care enough to send her a food box, a box of nourishing food from the fellowship, because without it, she knows she will go hungry. Today, with one phone call, right where you are, right now, you can be a blessing. You can be the answer to Irina's daily prayers for food and a better life. It breaks my heart to say it, but without support from compassionate Christians like you, our Christian radio listeners, many Jews like Irina will not survive. As you listen to our radio program today, maybe God is speaking to you about doing more. A gift of $50 helps provide two survival food boxes. $100 helps provide four survival food boxes. Whatever donation God leads you to give today, large or small, your generosity will show a Holocaust survivor in Ukraine that they are not forgotten, that Christian radio listeners like you care for them, pray for them, and are standing behind them in their fight for survival. God will never abandon his children. Please be a blessing to his chosen people today, and know that God will bless you abundantly in return.
Thank you, Yale. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to give you hope and a future." Friend, you can be that hope to a precious Jewish soul. A gift of $25 today will help provide one survival food box to a suffering Jew in need. Your help is desperately needed now. Here's the number to call. 800-418-4578. 800-418-4578. That's 800-418-4578.
4578. For the past 30 years, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has been on the ground in Ukraine, providing food, medicines, and the basic necessities of life. But never has there been a greater calling on our lives as Christians and Jews to come together to help the Jewish people. Just $25 helps provide one survival food box. A gift of $50 helps provide two survival food boxes for two Jewish people. Your generosity today, your blessing, will show Holocaust survivors like Irina that they are not forgotten. Again, here's the number to call, 800-418-4578. 800-418-4578. That's 800-418-4578. You can also donate online at blessthemnow.org. That's blessthemnow.org. Well, today on Bless Israel, we're bringing you three stories of forgotten Holocaust survivors who were helped by the fellowship, thanks to the prayers and financial blessings from Christians like you. Once again, here's our host, Yael Eckstein, President and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
When we first found Yuri, it was hard to believe that he was still alive. His neighbors were the ones who alerted us to his condition. They'd noticed that he never had any visitors, no family, no friends, no one. The world had forgotten about him. He didn't leave his tiny shack. There was never the smell of food cooking or the sound of laughter. When we arrived, Yuri's condition was even worse than I had imagined. This poor, elderly man was covered head to toe in dirt and soot. He was clearly ill and in immense pain. He had no one to care for him, and he was unable to care for himself. Thanks to the love and compassion of faithful fellowship friends like you, our Christian radio listeners, we moved Yuri into a nursing home where he received care and treatment. It was only after Yuri had started to regain some of his strength that he was able to tell us his story. Yuri is a Holocaust survivor. You see, he's lived his entire life in the shadows without ever being seen or cared for. As a Holocaust survivor, he had never been located. He was a forgotten Jew. Without you, Yuri would have died alone. My friend, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you. It's because of your prayers and your financial support to the life-saving work of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews that we were able to intervene and to save Yuri's life, to tell him he's not forgotten. In fact, he's loved.
I'm Michelle Bachman, former United States Congresswoman and Dean of Regent University's Robertson School of Government. I have a tremendous love for Israel and great admiration for the Israeli people. So I'm partnering with Israel's largest provider of humanitarian aid, the Fellowship. Christians who support Israel through their prayers need to know that they can also support Israel through their giving. They can literally feed a hungry Holocaust survivor today. As a Christian, I deeply respect the Jewish roots of my beliefs. There is an undeniable fellowship between our two great faiths. No other organization better represents that than the Fellowship. Since 1983, they have been building bridges between Christians and Jews, and today they are the largest provider of humanitarian aid in Israel.
When you give a gift to the Fellowship, you help save lives. We could not do this work without you, but we know that Yuri is not the only one suffering in the shadows. Right now, there are Jews across Ukraine and the former Soviet Union who are living in war. Many of these people are Holocaust survivors as well. They're too weak to come to Israel. They're too sick to be evacuated. They feel forgotten. They've spent their lives in hiding, afraid for their very survival. They struggle to grow their own food, to cut wood for warmth, to fetch water from a well nearby. Like Yuri, they are helpless and alone, languishing in abject poverty and despair, unless someone like you reaches out to them. For one precious Jewish person today, you can be an angel sent by God. A gift of $25 helps provide a survival food box with enough food for one whole month. Can I count on you to give a sacred gift today? Every single Holocaust survivor deserves to be known, to be loved, to be seen, to have enough food to eat, to know that they are not forgotten. You can give them this precious, God-honoring survival food box today for a donation of just $25. You can help Holocaust survivors like Yuri not only survive, but to thrive. And I know that God will bless you for your generosity and compassion.
Thank you, Yael. Friends, the food crisis in Ukraine is now a humanitarian disaster. Jewish families, and especially the elderly, live on the brink of survival. But God has commanded us to act. We must provide thousands of Jewish families with life-saving food now. For just $25, you'll help provide one survival food box, enough food for an entire month, to an elderly Jew. A gift of $50 helps provide two survival food boxes for two Jews. Here's our special toll-free number, 800-418-4578. 800-418-4578. That's 800-418-4578. When you call and donate today, ask the operator how you can join our Fellowship Box a Month Club. Through our Box a Month Club, your monthly donation of just $25 will ensure we provide food, water, warm blankets, heating fuel, and other life-saving necessities every month. 800-418-4578. 800-418-4578. That's 800-418-4578.
Hi, this is Charlene from Queen Creek, Arizona. The Fellowship is so much more than a charity. They are family. The Fellowship not only helps those who are in desperate need, they also encourage and support those who partner with them. The most important thing a believer in Christ can do is align themselves with God's promises. In Genesis 12:3, God promises that He will bless those that bless Israel. Whether you're in need of healing, peace, or a financial breakthrough, God truly does bless those that bless Israel. I believe the greatest legacy you can leave your family is to trust God's promises. This is just one of the many reasons my family and I partner with the Fellowship.
Will you join Charlene and show a suffering Jew that they are not forgotten? A one-time gift of $25 will help provide one survival food box. You can also join our Box a Month Club and help bring a survival food box to one Jew every month with a monthly gift of just $25. Our number is 800-418-4578. 800-418-4578. That's 800-418-4578. You can also donate online at blessthemnow.org. That's blessthemnow.org. Well, today on Bless Israel, we've been featuring stories of forgotten Holocaust survivors who were helped by the Fellowship, thanks to the prayers and financial support of Christians like you. Once again, here's our host, Yael Eckstein, President and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
I want to tell you a story. It's about a sweet Jewish lady who is 101 years old. Her name is Rosa. But Rosa has experienced more pain and suffering than anyone can even imagine. And yet she still has such a soft and gentle spirit. Her faith has never wavered. Rosa had a peaceful childhood with a loving family. As she grew older, she dreamed of marrying her sweetheart and building a family of her own. But at the age of 20, her dreams were shattered by violence and the evil of anti-Semitism. Rosa, this lovely young woman, was sent to Karlag, one of the worst labor camps in the entire Gulag network. There she was enslaved and forced to work for 10 excruciating years. Can you imagine being sentenced to a decade of hard labor just because of your faith? It seems unimaginable, but it happened to Rosa, and it happened to far too many other Jews. When Rosa was finally released, she was so weak with hunger and illness that she could barely stand. But the truth is that the greatest scars were on the inside. It took her years to recover, but eventually she learned how to smile again, how to trust, how to love. She even got married and had a family. Today, she is resilient. At 101 years old, she is now the oldest member of her community. But Rosa's life is far from comfortable. She's bedridden and unable to take care of her basic needs anymore. She and her daughter live in extreme poverty. They need someone like you to stand in the gap and provide nourishing food boxes so that they can both eat this month and every month.
Once again, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee and host of Huckabee on the Trinity Broadcasting Network.
I strongly believe that supporting Israel is one of the most meaningful things that a believer can do. It's why I personally approve of and support the life-saving work of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. For over 35 years, this trusted ministry has given Christians like me a way to tangibly bless Jewish people who are in need throughout the world. I admire Yale Eckstein and have been blessed to deliver food with her to elderly who would simply not have eaten that day without our help. She's a godly woman doing noble work worthy of our support. God promises, as written in the Bible, I will bless those who bless the children of Israel. Jews have faced persecution after persecution for centuries. Tragically, today, elderly Jews in the former Soviet Union still face anti-Semitism and abject poverty. God calls us to defend the oppressed. As Christians, we must not stand idly by watching history repeat itself.
So many elderly Holocaust survivors are all alone today. They are the forgotten Jews, particularly the thousands of Holocaust survivors living in Ukraine right now. Over 85% of the Jewish community in Ukraine has remained. They are the weakest of the people, the poorest, the sickest. As soon as we have a food box donated, we go and we bring it to an elderly Holocaust survivor. And we tell them that they're not alone, that Christians around the world love them. Do you know what message that gives them? A gift of just $25 to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews will help provide one life-saving survival food box, enough food for an entire month. If God places it on your heart to do even more, you can join our Fellowship Box a Month Club with a monthly donation of $25. Each month, you'll help provide one survival food box to an elderly Holocaust survivor. You know, Rosa doesn't have much time left to live, nor do many other Holocaust survivors. She shouldn't have to worry about where her next meal will come from. God will bless you abundantly for your loving gift today.
Thank you, Yael. Friends, here's our special toll-free number to call right now to help provide one survival food box to a suffering elderly Jew. 800-418-4578. 800-418-4578. That's 800-418-4578. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews helps fulfill the biblical mandate in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 7, where it says, to share food with the hungry, to provide the poor wanderer with shelter, to clothe the naked, and to not turn away from your own flesh and blood. Friend, God wants you and me to go beyond our own personal growth in life. God wants us to act, to show kindness, to express generosity, to help the oppressed, the hungry, the homeless, and those who are in great need. And that's what we're asking you to do today as we come to the end of our program. Never has there been a greater calling on our lives as Christians and Jews to come together for such a time as this, to give comfort and hope to the Jewish people suffering throughout Israel and the former Soviet Union, especially in war-torn Ukraine. A gift today of just $25 will help provide one survival food box to one Jew. A donation of $50 will help provide two survival food boxes to two Jews. Each food box contains enough food for an entire month. If you're able to give a generous gift of $100 today, you'll help provide four survival food boxes for four Jews. Operators are standing by waiting to talk with you, and you can donate quickly and easily with any credit card, debit card, or checking account. 800-418-4578. 800-418-4578. That's 800-418-4578.
4578.
This is Diana, and my husband and I are from Gallatin, Tennessee, and we are supporters of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. I can tell you that the Word of God will never die. Every word in the Bible is true. And when he said, I will bless those who bless you, he meant it. We have been blessed beyond measure because we bless the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. If I can't go down to the streets and feed the poor, feed the hungry, shelter the orphans, help the widows, help Holocaust victims, I can provide for them through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Where you sow your seed does matter. You want to sow your seed on fertile ground to help others because he came to help us. And this International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is like giving money to those of God. And you see it when you see them. You will never be more blessed in your life than when you help the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and see what they do. We have gone to Israel. We've seen the bomb shelters. We've seen the Holocaust victims. We've seen the homeless be fed, cared for, provided. It's beautiful, and it's truly a gift of God.
Will you join Diana and show a suffering Jew in Ukraine that they are not forgotten? A gift of $25 today will help provide one survival food box to a poor Jew. Please call right now, 800-418-4578. 800-418-4578. That's 800-418-4578. You can also join our Fellowship Box a Month Club and help bring a survival food box to one Jew every month with a monthly donation of just $25. With the coming winter months and frigid temperatures throughout Israel and the former Soviet Union, many displaced elderly and families are at risk. Through our Box a Month Club, your monthly donation of just $25 will help provide food, water, medicine, heating fuel, and other life-saving necessities every month. When you sign up for our Box a Month Club, we have a special gift we'd like to send you as a thank you. It's our beautiful Promises of the Prophets 12-card scripture set that you can display in your home. We're at the end of our Bless Israel program today, so this is my last opportunity to mention our special toll-free number for you to call with your donation today of $25, $50, or $100 as God leads you to give. 800-418-4578. 800-418-4578. That's 800-418-4578. You can also donate online at blessthemnow.org. That's blessthemnow.org. May God bless you for your love and support of His chosen people of Israel. Shalom. Bless Israel is a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and was written and produced by Westar Media.
The preceding program was sponsored by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Look for AM 980 The Mission on the TuneIn app.
This is Holy Land Moments. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs shares one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories about a Christian school teacher and Holocaust hero.
Joop Vesterveel was born in the Netherlands to Christian parents who instilled in him a sense of justice for all. In 1940, Joop and his wife moved to Rotterdam, where Joop became principal of a school, and they devoted themselves to helping others, taking Jewish refugees into their home. At the same time, the Nazi regime spread across Europe, gathering and murdering the continent's Jews. In August of 1943, as Dutch Jews were about to be deported to certain death, Joop and his friends were able to provide hiding places for 50 of the Jews, 33 of whom survived till the end of the war. I'll share more of this story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
Learn about the seven species of Israel and their eternal connection to the Holy Land when you visit holylandradio.org.
Hi, this is Amy, and I chose Brain Balance for my son Charlie because there were just some things that weren't right with him. He was a good kid, but he struggled with reading. He couldn't catch and throw a ball. He had anger issues. What drew me to Brain Balance was that they weren't going to medicate my child. Since we started Brain Balance, Charlie can now read chapter books. He plays football. He communicates with us. Someone asked me the other day if I had a magic potion for Charlie. My answer was yes, Brain Balance.
You know your child better than anyone, but if they struggle with focus, anxiety, or other developmental and learning challenges, you know how frustrating it can be to find the help they need. That's why more parents know Brain Balance and the difference it's made for their kids. It's the all-natural, whole-child approach that's getting results. Parents know their kids best, and with Brain Balance, they know results.
The brain can change, and so can your child's performance. Build the strong foundation your child needs for success this school year. Call Brain Balance today and schedule an assessment for your child.
Here's what our wonderful listeners had to say about AM 980 The Mission.
I just want to thank you that you're there. I tune into you all hours of the night. It feeds my spirit. It encourages me.
It was like a huge breath of spirit, fresh air to me.
So thank you much, and God bless you.
Let your voice be heard. Call the Good News Line at 651-289-4434 and share your good news. The Twin Cities Christian Voice.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.